All right, so I got to know, who has started the countdown to Christmas? Yeah, that's right. We have the thing set up in my house. Yes. It's a beautiful time. We always seem to forget Thanksgiving, though. That's the one holiday we always forget. And as we talked about it many times, I am not a patient person. I am not patient at all. So I start counting down Christmas in October. I start listening to Christmas music in July, and I have no shame about that. I know some of you think I'm a sinner because of that, but that is okay. God loves me for who I am. That is okay. Anybody here watch the Hallmark Christmas movies? Oh, see, my dad watches them, and I make fun of him relentlessly for it. My whole family does, but, like, it's really funny. But the main point out of all of that is life gets crazy sometimes. We get impatient for things. We get impatient for Christmas. I like to talk about Christmas a lot because I love Christmas. For example, I'm the one who wakes up my family at 6 o'clock in the morning for Christmas presents. Maggie's looking at me like, don't you ever do that to me. Mm-mm. Oh, gosh. But we get so impatient, we forget one important thing, especially in the Christmas season. And while this holiday is all about the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world being born, Christmas is, Thanksgiving is something that is still incredibly important. Thanksgiving, well, in the name, you got to be thankful for things. The main thing that my family always talks about that we're thankful for is family. Amen? Because we're all obviously a family in here. And then our immediate families. But the thing is, sometimes, and I'm extremely guilty of this, I've noticed with school and everything, I tend to put my family to the side. I'll be the first to admit, even though I love my family so much, I sometimes push them off. I get so focused on other things. I get so impatient for Christmas. I get so impatient to graduate. I get so impatient to find a job. I start to worry. Anxieties build up. I get so impatient. Will I be able to make rent? Will I be able to pay bills? Will I be able to see my family this year? And I know a lot of us, we have our family scattered all over the place. And we get impatient. But the Bible has something really good about patience. And it's about love. The book is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, a lot of the time, this is one of those verses that we hear at weddings. But I think it really can speak to our families as well. Notice how I was talking about I survived Thanksgiving with our family yesterday. You can raise your hand or not because some of your family may or may not be in here and we don't want to get you in trouble. But there's family drama on my dad's side, and you can silently in your head raise your hand if you deal with family drama or just nod your head. Nobody will notice. It's okay. Don't want to get anybody in trouble here. But I've noticed many years I'll dread going to Thanksgiving. I'll dread going to see my family. And that is the farthest from the truth of what it should be. to Jesus, how he had his close friends, how he kept his mother near him at all times, how he always respected her, how the Bible and the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. Family is a huge, important thing in the Christian life, in our Christian walk. So then, let's take this verse apart. Let's take these verses apart and see what its meaning about family. Verse 4, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. This is probably the hardest part for me. Being patient with family. Excuse me. Right now, my grandmother and grandfather on my mom and dad's side, they're having health issues. And sad to say, they've basically just given up. They've given up on life. And the hardest thing has been accepting that, being patient with them. Because regardless of the years of family drama, of a relationship that we do or do not have with them, that my sister do or don't have with them, it gets in the way of love. Notice with this verse, the reason it's talking about love being patient and kind, it doesn't envy or boast, it's not proud, because those things get in the way of truly loving each other. Now, that's not to say boasting about your accomplishments all the time, like once in a while, is not bad. I mean, when we got to get a job, we got to put on our resumes, hey, look at me, look what I'm doing, hire me. But what I interpret from this is that love is the most important thing. And with our families, it's the most important thing. Verse 5, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Does it seem like every year at Thanksgiving, sometimes there's the same fight that comes up every single year? Again, you don't have to nod your heads because I know a lot of people are related in here. So, but it seems with a lot of families, that same fight always somehow makes its way back. There's always a blowout. Things are said that shouldn't be said. And people walk away being hurt. Well, when it comes to our Christian walk, it's hard to not do that stuff. It's hard because we naturally want to be the best. I naturally want to be the best at everything, and that gets in the way a lot. My pride will get in the way a lot. And when it comes with our families, especially this not easily angered. Oh, man. Does anybody have a temper problem in here? That's okay if you do. I do. It's okay. As you can tell, I'm an all or nothing person. So that means I'm all happy. I'm great. If I get angry, it's not a good time. It's a sad time. But the reason I'm talking about that is because let's look at the grand scheme of things here. How much is it really worth to hold on to anger? At the end of the day, when we're laying in bed at night, how much is it worth to really hang on to that anger from the entire day? Or is it better to give that up to God? It's hard. It's very hard. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Some families don't like what we're doing. For example, when I broke the news about going to the Czech Republic in July, my grandparents were not happy about that. They were worried that something would happen to me. The natural fear was getting in the way. But then they weren't necessarily rejoicing Has that something ever happened like that in your family? God's doing great things in your life. Great things are happening. You're turning a new leaf. But sometimes people don't support you in that. And not even just family, but friends. You see, with true love, the love that is shown by Jesus when he died on the cross for us, for ourselves, for our families, it supports one another. Part of being thankful is supporting one another. No matter how hard that could be. That's the hardest part about love, is supporting one another. The three main things about love: being patient, supporting, and trusting. We talked about those first two. Verse 7, it always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. While we've had all of this joy and laughter a lot of the time when we're talking with each other, catching up with our communities, there have been a lot of hard things that have happened this semester, this year in this church, amen? Loved ones have been hurt. Loved ones have passed away, gone through surgeries. Many have been healed, praise God. But in times like that, true love shows itself. You see, the reason I've been bragging about y'all so much leading up to this is because this church exemplifies the true meaning of thankfulness and love. I'll say it again because it's so important as we start to go into the Christmas season, but first we have to be thankful. Being thankful for each other. This church shows the true meaning of love and thankfulness. This support that y'all have for each other is incredible. The true love of God is active in this community. So really, it doesn't make any sense for me to make examples from my life and say, y'all be doing this when y'all are already doing it. It is incredible. Verse 8, love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And what Paul's talking about right here, the Corinthians, they've been struggling a lot with the spiritual gifts, the idea of spiritual gifts. So, you know how in the charismatic churches where they have the gifts of prophecy, speaking in tongues, healing, all these supernatural gifts. You might be thinking, why are we talking about this in Thanksgiving? Why wouldn't we just end it at verse 7? But the thing is, the Corinthians, it's a great example of how we are today. They were about the sensationalism, the sensational gifts. They were over the top about everything. And the reason Paul is talking about them here is because that started to get in the way of the worship. There's the joke of how in the Pentecostal churches they'll be running up and down the aisles, banging on cymbals and stuff like that. Now that's over exaggeration. But the Corinthians, they were being over the top, and it was getting away in the way of the simple message of the gospel. And that simple message is this love that Paul is talking about. So as we go into this Thanksgiving season, I don't know what all your family traditions are. I was talking with Herb. Mine, we usually Wednesday night go out to dinner, buy our Christmas inflatables. Don't worry, I'll be showing you pictures of our yard. It's amazing. You'll see it. Don't worry. You're going to think this is an extremely redneck man. It's great. then that Thursday morning, we just spend all day, Thanksgiving Day, parades on, putting the Christmas tree up, putting all the decorations up, and then we make a big Thanksgiving dinner. But the thing we do the most is we withdraw from the world. That makes sense. We focus on each person in the room. And I can thank my mom and dad for that, because that's not me. That's all them who started that idea. And especially how we have Black Friday coming up. That's going to be advertised like crazy. Any Black Friday shoppers in here? I'm not. I'm just seeing if anybody is. Ugh. No shame. That's okay. I can never do that. I want to be in bed, but... So y'all get the good deals. Okay. Okay. But the reason I say that is because the true meaning of love and Thanksgiving, the three main points: patience, supportive, and trusting. This Thanksgiving, let's take those meanings, those three words, into true value. And when we're with our families, when we're together, let's invest in them. Like y'all have invested in me, like y'all have invested in each other here in this church. That's the true meaning of love. Investing and withdrawing from everything and focusing on that one part of it, your families, our families. My prayer has been for myself and for this church that as we go into Thanksgiving, that we do not start to look at Christmas yet, even though I already do that. Let's focus on the now. Let's be thankful for the person sitting next to us and for the people in our lives and for our families. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.